Well, a wood-burning fireplace delivers a natural heat, a beautiful crackling glow that you really can't replace. But while that warm glow may feel good, they're actually not really very efficient and are a lot of work to feed and maintain.
That's right. A better option might be to take that old wood-burning fireplace and upgrade it with an insert. This old house plumbing and heating contractor, Richard Trothui, is here to explain. Hey, Richard.
Hey, guys.
So what exactly is a fireplace insert?
You know, an insert is basically a fireproof box that's surrounded by steel or cast iron and then fronted by insulated glass. It creates a closed combustion system. The steel or cast iron helps to trap the heat. And some inserts actually have a blower that pushes the hot air back into the room through front vents.
So does that improve the efficiency over a standard fireplace?
Absolutely. You know, most people don't realize that regular wood fireplaces actually do very, very little to heat up a room. In fact, they typically pull warm air from inside the house and send it right up the chimney. You know, you sit in front of that fire, and for the first little bit, you're getting plenty of heat.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But as soon as that draft is going up that chimney, all of a sudden you realize that, wait a minute, I'm pulling more air out of that building because I've increased that uplift in the chimney than I'm ever getting out of the fireplace.
Right.
Another problem is pollutants, asthma, or allergy sufferers may have respiratory issues when you have a wood-burning fireplace. And wood-burning fireplaces also send a lot of air pollution into the atmosphere because you can't really control how much air is mixed with how much fuel.
And you're burning all kinds of different fuel, and there's all mm-hmm. kinds of off-gassing
That's
occurring
right.
as
right.
a result of that process.
Right. And then don't forget, you can also cause home fires. I mean, there's plenty of stories about houses that have gone, you know, you build up creosote inside that chimney, build it up, and now after a while, you can have a fire inside that chimney.
So now, Richard, when it comes to a gas fireplace insert, I mean, obviously there has to be a lot of mechanics, if you will, installed to your existing wood-burning fireplace to make this function with a gas-burning insert.
Yeah, it's not as complicated as you'd think. I mean, it's a unit that slides right into the opening, you know, that standard opening that you see on the fireplace where it used to have the wood, the grates for the wood. And then it seals tight. And now what you have to do is you have to find a way to get air from outside into the combustion area. Now, that's done a couple of different ways. One would be to cut a hole and drill up through the floor to bring some air from outside right into the bottom of the firebox. But most often with the gas units, it's actually a pipe within a pipe. So up inside the existing chimney, you fish a 6-inch pipe and then a 4-inch pipe inside it, or 5 and 3, depending on how big the fireplace is. And now the exhaust products go up through the smaller inner pipe, and then the combustion air is pulled in down through the outer larger pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And that really means that when you turn it on, you're getting every bit of the air from outside, you're getting a perfect exhaust to outside. And then all the heat you make that's available actually comes into the building. Not all the heat. Some heat goes out in the flue products. But most of the heat you make is actually going into the building as usable heat.
But what about the gas line?
Well, gas line has to be run, certainly. With modern flexible gas supply lines, it's a lot easier than it used to be. It used to be you had to cut plain steel and thread each piece or assemble it that way. So it's a lot easier to do it, but you do have to run a gas line.
So there certainly are different types of inserts then. We just talked about gas. There's also a plain wood-burning insert. Would that, if you just use a wood-burning insert inside of a wood-burning fireplace, does it make that fireplace more efficient?
Absolutely. I don't want to overlook those because, you know, people still love a wood fire. The way that that flame comes off the wood and the way it crackles, it's mesmerizing. But what you can do is if you do the wood fire, the wood insert, now you get all the best of both worlds. You get the wood fire, you get the air from outside, but you don't lose that heat up the chimney. So you can leave that fire and let it run down and not worry about the entire house emptying out of its heat.
Will it utilize the existing flue or do you have to vent it differently?
No, it could utilize the existing flue because you're going to go there. With that case, Leslie, you have to make sure that you find a way to get air for combustion to come in. So you generally have to drill or find some hole in the bottom of the fire hearth. You have to find a way to have a duct to go down and then to outside so air can come in and
pull
stay inside
underneath.
That sealed, yeah, sealed space, yes.
Now, in speaking of efficiency, what about pellet inserts? I mean, there are pellet stoves.
Yeah.
They also have pellet inserts.
Right. Pellets are the rage. Pellets are a fabulous future source because we've got plenty of sawdust, we've got plenty of wood chips and byproducts.
And, that's what a pellet is? It's basically ground up sawdust?
Our franchise is based up here in New England, so we've got Maine and New Hampshire filled with woods. I mean, we've got plenty of forest where there's an issue with what to do with this byproduct. And pellets are, you know, people that have them love them. And they don't have the same look as a wood fire, but their efficiency, the fact that you can meter also your fuel use, meaning you can put it in. When you light up a fire with five logs, you got to wait for those five logs to burn down. With pellets, what they like so much is two things. One is you can meter it so beautifully, and the other is how little ash you have from a pellet.
So when you say meter it, you mean the speed with which you sort of feed the pellets in,
correct.
Right?
Right. You know, you always have that issue when you have a wood fire. Do I put another two logs on, or am I going to bed within an hour?
Right.
Or, you
right.
know, with a pellet stove, it's really like having a solid version of oil or gas where you can put in just what you need, and then as soon as you stop feeding it, it will die down ever so slightly in a much more controlled way.
Sounds like it's almost like having a thermostat. You know,
that's right.
The faster
right.
you feed it, the hotter it's
right.
going to get.
There's a lot of potential on the horizon with this use of sort of wood byproducts to
burn renewable. Yeah, and a lot of people, we were getting calls for a while from like the Montana area about people using pellet stoves as their primary
yeah,
heat source.
Yeah, yeah. There's an interesting group up in Maine and New Hampshire that really has a dream to have a delivery method to houses just like in the old days. The Iceman came and the oil guy came that have a chute on the side of your house, and you would come and the pellets would be dumped right in. And then and really, if you don't have to travel that material too far, it actually has some real potential.
Now, let's talk finally about chimney cleaning and cleaning these vents. Has it become more complicated because now you've kind of blocked off the front of the fireplace?
Yeah, I mean, these fireplace inserts can disconnect pretty straightforward. I mean, you know, just as when it assembled pretty easily, you can break it apart and pull it out.
Yeah, but you don't want to be doing that every time to clean
no,
it.
I know that. But the gas ones don't need a lot of cleaning. So the gas fireplaces, it's only when you have wood products, and particularly with conventional wood where the creosote is rich. The pellet fire is much cleaner. You don't have as much creosote, so your need to clean the chimney is reduced slightly.
Well, great advice. Richard Trethewey, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House. I think a lot of folks are going to be looking at these inserts this coming winter season. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Insert fire here.
Catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.